You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Gentlemen, can you guess the number one complaint that men have about their relationships? Huh?
Breast size.
No, not breast size.
Lack of mouth hugs.
Lack of sex, of course.
Close enough.
It's not enough sex. That is the number one complaint. Well, what if I told you, guys, there's a surefire way, not always, but this could increase your chances of making sure that you get the amount of sex that you want in a relationship. Because there's the super sexy thing that all women want their man to do more. Something your wife finds super sexy
go downtown.
Wishes you would do more often.
Yeah, definitely. Go downtown.
That's going to be something dumb like the dishes.
It's not the dishes.
Are you ready for it?
The solution. This is a super sexy thing that your wife wants you to do more of.
She wants you to shut up.
No. Can you guess, Chris?
Desired.
Seduction was the number one thing. That's right. Seduction. So, first, consider things that do not constitute seduction, okay?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, these are huge turnoffs for women. So, don't do this.
You want this?
Groping her body. If she's working at her desk coming up and just grabbing her boobs and going, blah, 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 right? Yeah. She doesn't like that. She's like, what are you doing? When you suddenly get naked and just show it to her, you like, want this?
Yeah.
That talking crassly about wanting sex.
When she's napping on the couch and you fart on her head.
Nope.
They don't want that.
Now,
they actually get really mad about that.
This is what your woman wants for the seduction.
What?
She wants you try to look your best.
Oh, yeah.
Don't start trying to seduce her the moment you want sex. Start earlier when you don't want sex. Kiss the back of her neck.
Oh.
Gradually undress together. So you need to learn the art of seduction.
Kiss the back of her neck.
Yeah, no, it says if you keep dressed together. If you keep seducing her, then she's gonna want that action.
Okay.
No, she's gonna think you're a perv.
No, if you do it your way, soft. You didn't do seduction. You did creep.
You can't be a little
creep bitch
though all the time.
You did creep. No, you're groping and grabbing.
I think the groping thing works.
Yeah, that's better.
What's up, Jennifer? What do you think?
You're totally on to this, Billy. Like, seriously, seduce over groped, that is true. And I just find it super hilarious, Derek's reactions and Chris's reaction. I'm like, you're like, that's dumb.
Yeah, no, they think it's dumb, you know. But what
he literally, one of the things Bill suggested was to undress together.
Yeah.
Derek, I don't think he meant, like, the whole, like, movie scene where everyone's, like, undressing together and undressing themselves. It's just you guys kind of go at the own, like, together at your pace. Like,
yeah.
Instead of just, like he said, getting undressed and then going and shaking it and being like, here you go.
Yeah.
You don't want the dude to do the helicopter at you.
That's my move.
Is what they're saying. Basically, you know, you just want some you want to feel desired, like your man can't keep his hands off of you, instead of just grabbing your boobs and going, you want this?
You just contradicted
yourself.
Yes,
and then you both take your clothes off together.
Who did? Who contradicted themselves?
You're both, like, wanting each other so much.
No, you said, you know, she wants to feel like he can't keep his hands off of her, but don't grope her.
Yeah, well, she doesn't want, she's not a piece of meat.
They're saying there's a difference.
There is a difference.
Yes, there's a huge difference. You're so funny because there's a huge difference. Like, getting groped makes you feel nasty and, like, perverted.
That is an ugly word.
Getting seduced.
Yeah, well, that's why Chris is divorced.
Right.
I mean, it's probably part of the reason, but, you know.
You know, another thing that ladies were
saying
is,
Bill says that and then she laughs.
The man needs to find the woman's erogenous zones. Let's go to Angie. Right. Yes, Angie.
Okay, first of all, if I wanted my neck licked, I'd get a dog. It wouldn't seduce me if he didn't kiss my neck, but it's uncomplicated. If I want something done, and I do like to be groped, and that's what it's all about.
There you go.
If he's good enough, he'll know what the groping means. I walk right in the kitchen with my shirt on. When I'm in no shirt, we don't need to just, I'm there standing there with my top off.
Yep, I love this.
You let your breasts out, and you let your man know, you'll just be topless in the kitchen.
Yeah, he doesn't take offense when he gets out of the shower, and I go right at it. So
okay, all right.
I love
thank
that there's
you.
Both there's yeah. there's you know someone for everyone.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, it's okay. Like, I'm not trying to get in a debate, but what she was saying is like how she would like to be groped. Obviously, if you're walking around with your shirt off, then yes, come grope me. I mean, women are, we're two different, we can be two different people. We want to be seduced.
You can actually be four different people.
Psychos is what you are.
Hey, hang on. Angie, you walk around with your boobies hanging out, right? But you don't want any seduction techniques. You don't want to be gently kissed or anything. You want the dog to kiss your neck. You don't want your husband kissing your neck.
Well, yeah, I can't throw my clothes on the floor. He does laundry. That'd just be rude.
Okay.
Yep.
We got one seduction lady and we got one grope.
Yeah, so they're allowed to like what they like.
Yeah.
Like, one's not going to convince the other that, you know what I mean? Like, this. Oh, no, this is how you should live.
Well, no, she convinced me. I'll softly kiss my husband's neck later and grope the lower part of his back. She convinced me.
Look at that.
I mean, that better only happen to me in prison.
What?
All right.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.